The West Coast seems to provide a siren call for federal agencies. Most of them go out there because they think they'll be buying something. For the Interior Department, a foray to Sacramento has focused on hiring. For what's been going on and what they learned, Tim McManus, Vice President of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Tim, good to have you on. Tell us what happened in Sacramento.
So, Tom, we've been doing some engagements with the Department of Interior across the country, focusing on helping them improve the way they recruit and hire talent. Specifically, they've tried to focus on certain audiences or stakeholders that they've had more of a challenge attracting diverse talent, people with disabilities, intentional efforts to try to attract veterans, and in addition to just bringing how to effectively recruit them, we also focused a lot on making sure that once they come in the door, that DOI has a chance to try to hang on to them and retain them.
And so, was this a workshop for the hiring managers and the HR people, or did you also have candidates come in and talk to Interior?
Yeah, so the 2 days that we actually spent with folks from Department of Interior, and it was the bureaus across the Department of Interior, it was really focused on hiring managers or the line managers and HR. And I think that's actually part of the beauty of the workshop or the session itself, is it brought together those two parties. And a lot of the conversation was not just on what are the hiring flexibilities and the authorities that you already have available to you, what are some best practices, but also how do the two groups effectively work together so that we get a little bit away from the "it's their responsibility, it's their responsibility," and more to "it's our collective responsibility."
And how did Sacramento figure into this whole educational process?
Yeah, so ultimately DOI really wanted to focus on getting outside the Beltway. Again, better than 85% of the jobs are outside of the D.C. area. And what that really means is a lot of the hiring activity actually happens outside of D.C., and they wanted to make sure that this wasn't something that was just focused on D.C. So this is the third session that we've done with Department of Interior, the first one being in Denver, one in Anchorage, Alaska, and then this one in Sacramento. And they really, in each of those sessions, tried to attract folks from that region as well. Thought it was really important to do one on the West Coast in California. Some of the issues out there are very different than what we might experience here. And again, just the flow of information a lot different as well. So that was why Sacramento in part was the rationale. The other thing was the event that took place was on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then yesterday, DOI was also working with the Peace Corps to do a hiring fair for returned Peace Corps volunteers. And they have a year of non-competitive appointment eligibility after they return from their Peace Corps tour of duty, and they wanted to actually capitalize on an opportunity there.
Explain more about that. So people come back from the Peace Corps, they've been volunteers, and so what is non-competitive eligibility, and
yeah,
how does
so
that
again,
relate to Interior?
Yeah, Tom. Again, you know what we really tried to focus on in the 2 day session were some of the hiring authorities and flexibilities that agencies already have available to them. One actually is to be able to appoint folks non-competitively to positions, and what that essentially allows an agency to do is bypass the competitive hiring system. Somebody still has to meet the minimum eligibility requirements, but if you're a returned Peace Corps volunteer or a AmeriCorps Vista volunteer who's actually finished their term of service, they actually have a year of that non-competitive eligibility, which means that an agency, as long as they're meeting the minimum qualifications, can actually bring them on board. So again, they could actually approach that fair much less like just a informational fair and more like a hiring fair by providing the opportunities to the folks in advance. And actually doing some on-site interviewing on the spot at the fair itself.
And something you mentioned brings up the question of hiring managers. And suppose that you are with an office that is in Sacramento with an agency or somewhere distant from Washington. And if the policy or headquarters of that bureau or division might be in Washington, how much hiring is done outside of Washington by the people that are local, even though they're not running the agency from out there?
Yeah, a really great question, Tom. It varies from agency to agency, and as we realized even in the conversation with the folks from the Department of Interior, even within bureaus and regions of bureaus as well. So it was, you know, again, we had both HR officials and hiring managers in the room. Part of the conversation about how do you work well together is how many of you. One of the questions we asked was how many of you can simply get up out of your own chair and walk a few doors down the hall or up a floor, down a floor to reach your HR or your hiring managers. And there were a good number that could do that. We actually then said, how many of you are your hiring managers that you service or the HR person that works with you is in the same state? And there were a show of hands at that point. How many of them are in? How many of that is that the situation in a region? How many of it is actually coming from D.C.? All of those are actually challenges to how we recruit and hire. They're challenges. They're not insurmountable, though. And the conversation was really, regardless of where HR is and where your hiring managers that are being serviced are, it's really all about good communication and planning up front. What are you looking for in the job to begin with? And then what are roles and responsibilities throughout the process to kind of help both parties get to where they're trying to go? And I think that was the other common understanding, which was abundantly clear after first kicking off the session, which is both HR and hiring managers have the same intent and have the same objective here, which is to get a good quality candidate in the door.
We're speaking with Tim McManus, Vice President of Outreach and Education at the Partnership for Public Service, and thinking about the candidates themselves, the object of all of this ultimately. To what extent, I wonder, do people believe that they have to be near or around Washington to get a federal job, even if there are thousands and thousands of federal employees locally where they live?
Yeah, so Tom, I think we clearly touched on what job seekers are looking for and how to actually effectively reach job seekers. Particular attention given to students or recent graduates as well, since that's a priority area for the Department of Interior as well. From our work with the Call to Serve a network of about 1,000 colleges and universities, I can tell you that a lot of students actually do have the perception that if I want to work for the federal government, I actually have to work in D.C. And that in some cases is attractive, and in other cases it's really an inhibitor. They don't want to move to D.C. So part of the challenge for an agency then is how do you ensure that you're talking about and developing local talent networks? So we actually had folks come in from the University of California, Davis. We had folks come in from Sacramento State University to actually talk about both what their students are looking for, how to effectively reach their students on a campus, so that agencies understood a little bit more that it's not just slapping something up on USA Jobs and praying that you get the right candidate, kind of the post and pray mentality, but that you really have to do some intentional efforts to actually attract the folks. And one of the other interesting things that we brought into the conversation, there's a recent report, results of a survey that was done by the National Association of Colleges and Employers of college students and recent college grads that looked at what students and recent grads want in their first job. And we often hear when we're working with agencies that one of the challenges they at least believe they encounter is that federal jobs don't pay enough. And while that may in fact be the case in some locations and for some occupations, by and large, what this NACE survey actually indicates, that of the top three factors that are driving students toward looking at or the three motivators for students with new jobs, salary actually isn't among the top three. It's actually around growth and professional development, stability, and kind of a friendly work environment. And again, we then spend a lot of time in this 2-day session talking about what that really means for the way that we market and conduct outreach, and how do we really play on those strengths that I think actually government already offers.
Tim McManus is Vice President of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for that insight.
Tom, thank you.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.